This is the Vodka for Breakfast podcast. Every week we fill time with our voices talking about anything that comes to mind. Our website is www.vodkapodcast.com, and if you have any questions or comments, you can email the editor on isaac@vodkapodcast.com. Our content may offend some listeners, but if you don't mind some real discussion, then sit back with a bottle of vodka and listen to this week's installment of VFB. Hello and welcome to Vodka for Breakfast podcast. You know me from last time, I'm Isaac, and this week we have a new guest. It's Wesley. Hello.
Hello, I'm Wesley, and you can call me Wes.
No, I like Wesley.
Oh, thank you for liking me.
Okay, introducing Wesley. Who are you?
Who am I?
Yeah.
Well, I'm... Let's see. What am I? Who I am? Who am I? I'm an old man. I am an American living in Minnesota. Sorry, I can do a Minnesota accent, actually. So, should I use my Minnesota accent?
Use your normal voice.
Pardon?
Use your normal voice.
Okay, this is my normal voice.
If you say so.
So, my normal voice is, yes, my normal voice is a little bit different than my Minnesota accent. So, people will say, you're from Minnesota? No, you're not. I can't hear it. You sound different. But, I am... Let's see, a graduate student at the University of Minnesota in linguistics. I am not currently engaged in that for various reasons, laziness not being one of them. But I also teach the Irish Gaelic language with a community group here. I live in Minneapolis, Minnesota. What else? Lots of other things, but we can get into that. Basically, I'm just me. What?
Yeah. Okay.
I'm a friend of Isaac, and I can't even remember how I met you. It was on YouTube or something.
Yes, I left a comment on one of your videos, and we had a bit of an argument.
It was a discussion.
Yeah.
And it was very, it was a normal, rational discussion, not one of those strange, far-flung, irrational arguments that people...
Yeah, I've had plenty of those. It was about the Irish language.
Yes.
What is it about the Irish language that speaks to you?
The fact that it's an endangered language in and amongst European languages, that's not... There are a handful of endangered languages in Europe, but as far as a language, I'm interested mainly in Irish because of the linguistic aspects of it, being it's a Celtic language, one of the Celtic languages that is in a resurgence, or one that's coming back into health after being almost at death's door for quite a while. Welsh is a other Celtic language that is on its way back and fairly healthy at the moment. But Irish being the other one, and along the branch of what's called a Q Celtic or a C Celtic, or there are different names of them, two branches of Celtic languages. I'm interested in that branch of languages. So I have some Irish
heritage.
And I'm interested in other aspects of the culture, so I guess those things drew me to the Irish language. Other than that, it's just really interesting to, if you can, if it's not too much effort, it's interesting to learn a minority language. Yeah, a minority language, one that is not so, you know, widely spoken. It's something of a rare flower, if you will. So I speak other languages that are less rare, the common ones, the useful ones. But I also add into that some rare languages because that's what I do. So that's my interests. So that's pretty much it.
Yeah, I kind of understand that. But like at the same time, would it not be more useful if Irish and Welsh just died out and we could all speak English?
It does not detract from the usefulness of other languages to have those languages stay around. In fact, they offer another mode of thinking, or other languages, various languages offer the human mind different ways of coming at or visualizing or conceptualizing the world, a different way of thinking. And to think in another language is to engage in a perspective or come at the world in a different perspective, and that's always enriching. to an individual and to a community and to a society and to a culture. So it doesn't, I guess this is a really, really strongly flavored analogy, but it's one that might actually be apropos to the subject. To say that gay marriage, for example, should not be allowed because it detracts from straight marriage is equally fallacious in that straight people can still get married even if gay people get married. So,
agreed.
So people can still use English and Chinese as their main modes of efficient communication, even though other languages are used in other settings. Those languages should not be repressed or detracted from just because of that, you know, on that basis. So I guess that's my answer to that question.
Well, yeah, but if you have like English and Irish in places, there are going to be people who don't want to learn both languages. They just want to learn one because their language isn't their strong suit. Like, language isn't my strong suit.
Mm-hmm.
So there are going to be people who only speak one or the other, and those people you can't talk to. Like, if I speak English, I won't be able to talk to people who only speak Irish. So there's problems there, I think.
Isn't that the problem that exists anywhere, though, where there's differences in languages? Would you advocate getting rid of all languages except one?
Yeah.
Well, then you're narrowing your perspective of the world, and you're actually taking down your toolbox to one spanner. Within different languages, you have different ways of expressing yourself, different ways of conceptualizing reality. And it's actually a mistake to think that one language, such as English, has all the tools to do that. So
what is one tool that English does not have?
What is one tool that English does not have? It's hard to answer without being very technical linguistically. There is, I can come at it this way, it's a very subtle distinction, but it has to do with how the world is conceptualized or how relations are conceptualized. English does not have, for example, a difference between the relations when you say my hand, my book, and my grandmother. You use the same word my for each of those. In some languages, you would have my grandmother being a relationship in a different relationship than my hand as an intrinsic part of my body, and my book being an object that I own rather than a relationship or an intrinsic part of my body. Now, an English speaker would not miss that sort of distinction, but a person who speaks another language that does incorporate those differences would see that as a pitfall or a missing point in English. Likewise, there are languages such as Navajo that incorporate a mode of what's called reported speech. The verb forms that you use indicate whether you know what you're saying by your own experience or whether that has been told to you by someone else. And that's a very, very useful tool, which English does not have, which would avoid such when people are arguing and they say this is this or this was this or that is that, they make claim when a person makes claims about reality, not knowing the distinction of whether they have, for example, independently verifiable evidence for a thing. They just, you know, they, because they don't have a tool in their language for reported speech or knowing how and why something got into their head, they will be more apt to claim something that was told to them as on equal footing as evidence for a real thing as something that they've experienced themselves or something that's independently verifiable. So there, does that answer your question?
So because English has like is it called like a lexical gap or something? I heard that
lexical
term.
Gap?
Yeah.
A lexical gap is somewhat different. A lexical gap is when you don't have a term. And then terms can always be, or words can always be invented for some new item that's not in the language. So a lexical gap is not a big problem for a language. For example, if you find, say there's an Amazon Indian language and they have many, many words for different plants that they come across every day. And one of those plants happens to be cure for cancer, a certain type of cancer. And we don't have a word for it. We may borrow their word, or we may make up our own to use in English for that lexical gap. That's all that is. But we're talking about actual functional grammatical gaps or processes in other languages that don't occur in English or other languages. I mean, every language has its gaps and its benefits and its downsides and its upsides, what I'm trying to say.
I see.
Yes. Do you see?
It's a lot of information to take in at once.
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting. I'll have to think about that and compile some thoughts sometime. So you answered the second one, which is, where are you? On to the third one, why are you here?
Why am I here? Well, if we're thinking that in general terms, there's no objective meaning for existence, is there? Is that what we're talking about? I guess we could. I assign my own meaning to life, I suppose. That's the giant answer to the giant question. As for why am I on the podcast, it's because we're friends, and I saw that you were having a new podcast, and did I ask you or did you ask me?
I was just about to ask. I think I asked you first.
We were talking about your new podcast and how, you know, things were working or not working with iTunes, and somewhere in there it got mentioned that, well, I should just be one of your guests, first guests or something. So here we are.
Fourth question. In your opinion, what country has the best cuisine?
Ooh. Now, right down at the bottom of the list would be England.
Fair enough.
I can tell you what doesn't have that. And I just got, right before the podcast started, I was out to lunch with a couple friends, and we went to a Vietnamese restaurant, and usually that's good food, but I couldn't find anything on the menu that really suited me well. I usually like Chinese food. That has a good one. That's up there. I love Mexican food. I really like cheese, so that's, yeah. Mexican food is up there. What else? Japanese food is not too bad. But if I had to pick one, right, I have to pick one. One country. Canada doesn't have its own cuisine, does it?
They just eat snow up there.
Snow, yes. Various flavors of snow. 11 different words for snow cuisine. That's it. I'd have to go. If I have to choose one, it would be Chinese, I think. Because they have such a variety. Such a variety. French food is good, but it's not as good. I think they tout their food as being really much better than it is. So there's that. Answer. You're like, answer the question.
No, I'm not. I'm just having Chinese. A good time listening to you.
Chinese.
Fine, good. I was going to go for that one as well. It is good. I like the Pekingese chicken.
Oh, yes. I like Sichuan style, and I like dishes from Hong Kong. Let's see. I like mo gu gai ping gen lou mi, which is mushrooms, vegetables, lo mein. There we go. That's what that is. I like san cao miao you fan, which is beef, vegetable, fried rice. I like ta siu cao fan, which is kind of a barbecue pork fried rice. Well, there you go.
Okay.
I like that. Oh, the word, the I'm speaking those in Cantonese.
So, right.
Yeah. You can check it out. And anybody who's listening to this who speaks Cantonese, yes, I'm probably saying something slightly wrong in its meaning, like I'm screwing light bulbs in or something like that. They understand me at the restaurant. That's all that counts, right?
I guess so. Fifth question. Would you rather have a chameleon, a scorpion, or a hedgehog?
Definitely a hedgehog.
Why?
Because it's like a little comic book character. a chameleon is cool because it changes its colors, but I don't know. A scorpion? Nah. Scorpion. Hedgehog, that's my answer.
But, well, a chameleon or a scorpion could be a comic book character as well. There are actually comic book characters called the Chameleon and the Scorpion. They're Spider-Man villains.
We need a new one then. The Hedgehog.
Well,
I want Sonic Hedgehog.
Yeah, what about him?
You're the one who previously has compared various people that you've met to hedgehogs. I met this guy. I met this new person and he looks like a hedgehog. Hey, Sonic the Hedgehog.
That's because they put gel in their hair and it makes it looks like the spiky hedgehog.
Yes, and it's crunchy. That's the crunchy hair.
Well, they don't let me feel their hair, unfortunately.
You should ask them, is your hair crunchy that way? Is it crunchy?
I don't need them thinking I'm weird. I mean, they already think that, but like, even more so.
Hedgehog, because it's a mammal. How's that?
Well, what advantages does that give?
It's more closely related to me and I can relate to it.
Ah.
I am also a mammal. Bet you didn't know that. I actually have tits. Because even though I'm a male, I happen to have nipples, not really tits, because that's a woman thing and they're not that big, right? But wait, is this appropriate?
Sure it is.
I cross that line all the time.
Yeah.
Why do males have nipples, oh God of Abraham?
But like, don't you think that if we didn't have nipples, it would be a bit weird?
No.
Well, it would just
don't
be...
Don't have a vagina and that's not weird.
No. If all men didn't have nipples and their chest was just nothing, I mean, you need a little decoration, I think.
Decoration? Okay, I see.
That's why men have nipples. Decoration.
Why don't they have Christmas ornaments there then, instead? Oh, because, yes.
You need batteries for those.
Quote unquote, designed before Christmas. I don't know. We're getting way off into the world of fantasy, so, you know.
Yeah.
Why don't we have three nipples then? More decoration, more food, or six, like a cat. Doesn't a cat have six or eight? Six or eight?
If we had six, I would like them to be all different colors. Like a rainbow. I want one red one, one orange one, a yellow one, and just go through the rainbow.
Yes, and orange juice would come out of the orange ones, and grape juice would come out of the purple ones, and blood would come out of the red ones.
Ew.
Where are we? This came from the hedgehog question?
Yeah.
Yes, okay, that's too much. Too much of a tangent. Back to the
questions. Do you listen to podcasts?
Very rarely. I'm one who says, oh, that would be an excellent, excellent podcast to subscribe to. And then I immediately subscribe and immediately never listen to it again. Except for, let's see, Atheist Experience. I always go back to that one.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yes. And once in a while, I will listen to other podcasts, but that's about it.
I love
so them. Do you listen to podcasts? I would say I don't regularly listen to podcasts.
Well, I do listen to podcasts, but I...
Oh, yes, we know you do.
But I've been lagging behind a bit, and there's 136 in my iTunes. About 3.6 days.
Yes, let me take
So I'm lagging behind a bit.
My iTunes is lagging. It's not...
I closed down my iTunes.
The number of podcasts in my iTunes right now is 277.
What? Correct. What? Why do you have 277?
Well, there's this one podcast called Artanuna, which is an Irish language podcast from RTE Radio Na Gael Tafta, and it's very prolific. So there's like even ones that there's even more that I haven't downloaded, because after a while, you know how podcasts get you. They stop downloading if you don't listen to them.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the case.
Right. Okay.
Go ahead. Yes.
It's time to play my favorite game in the world, 5 questions.
Uh-oh, here they come.
Okay. Here's how this 5 questions works. I give the guest 5 questions that they have about something that they should know about.
Right.
It just...
I will fail.
Yeah.
Right? Okay, here we go.
That's
here's
the point.
Me failing. Thank you, Isaac, for setting me up to fail.
Your topic is
yes.
Irish Gaelic.
Oh, no. I'm a horrible Irish Gaelic.
Yes, you know about Irish. Oh, come on.
Well, the thing is, you don't have to know. If you say you know, it's a matter of spectrum. I can know 5 words in Irish Gaelic and still know more than most Irish people. No, I shouldn't say that. That's really, I'll get people really down my throat.
I don't
about
think
that.
So.
Okay, go ahead.
I will say 5 common Irish phrases in Irish Gaelic, and you'll have to tell me what they mean.
Are you going to spell them, or are you going to try and pronounce them?
I'm going to try and pronounce them.
Oh my god.
Which is so...
Go ahead.
I don't speak Irish, so my pronunciation won't be accurate at all.
That's going to be the difficult part, because there's no semblance of similarity between... Well, there's a very little semblance of similarity, you know, between English and Irish.
I'm just going to have a quick water.
You're going to try and pronounce the combination BHF.
Right.
Okay.
Number one. Ferd hatchet ish. Firing.
Oh my god.
Again, bird hatchet is firding.
Okay, I can tell there's 4 words in there. Hatchet. Now, where would you get the H sound? There's no H beginning it. Hatchet. Or did you say thatchet?
Ferd hatchet is fernin. I'm getting worse, I think.
Yes. Maybe there's 3 words in the first 2 sounds. Ferd hatchet, what you're saying, is just 1 word. It's probably a hatchet is probably a CHT on the end. So let's see. Yes.
So what is hatchet?
You are just, it's your pronunciation. I have to see it. So bad. This is an unfair test. How am I supposed to, that's like I okay. I will just you are a blind person and I will describe this color to you and you have to tell me what it is.
Okay, go.
Okay. But you're not a blind person.
Well, I can't see what you're doing.
Okay, here it is. What is the color of the object I am holding up? I'll give you a hint. It's a pen.
It's green.
Oh my god! Okay, I have to find my video camera.
See? This is a perfectly fair test. Completely possible.
Now I'm looking at... No, you did not prove that at all. You're looking at me through my video camera.
No, I'm not. Your video camera isn't active.
Okay, here is the thing. I am holding up an object. What is it?
Don't test my ability, Wesley. You're not supposed to my power.
Right. What are you, the creator god of the universe? Is that what you are? I'm not supposed to question you?
Don't question me, Wesley. Just answer the question.
Okay.
Because you're going to forget what I said, and then you're not...
Fern hatchet is fruiting or something like that. Say it again. Try more accurately.
Try harder, you mean?
Try harder, yes.
Okay, this is the fourth time. Fern hatchet is fernin.
Well, the second word is is, for sure. Is.
Yes, that is correct. I'll give you that.
Fernin. I give up.
Oh, no, you have to guess.
Fern hatchet. I just can't think of any word in Irish that would sound like fern hatchet if you pronounced it in English. I'm actually trying to type this out.
Oh, don't use Google Translate or anything.
No, I'm just typing it out as... Third hatchet. There's a DH in the middle of the first word, that's for sure. Because otherwise you wouldn't say erd-huh. There's no H sound like that. Third as in F?
Yeah. This is the first one. This is the easiest one, Wesley. I'm just looking at the other ones now. And we're going to be here all day.
Yes, we are. Tell me what it is so I get I get some sort of clue how your mispronunciation is coming across.
Okay, so you officially give up for the first one.
Yes, for this one I officially give up. I'll tell you what it means.
No.
You spell it out, I can tell you what it means. But see, that's what makes it unfair, is you are trying to pronounce it, and I will know if
this
you...
This is the game, Wesley. Make up the rules.
Right, you're like a cruel god figure.
Yes.
I denounce you in your godness, feared hatchet. Oh.
It meant manliness and truth.
Manliness?
Yes, that is the motto of County Cavan, or County Cavin.
Who is that?
That's in Ireland.
A what?
County Cavan.
I'm not understanding you.
County Cavan is a county.
Ireland. County.
You can't even understand me when I'm saying English.
I can't understand your Northern Irish accent. County.
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 Yes.
Honestly. So you got the first one wrong. Off to a good start. Right.
Yes.
Number two. Tanod chum itch. Math mar wink a azul dal.
Oh god, I'm in pain. Tanod, nothing is. Zero is, or nothing. Tanad. Tanad? Tanad. Say again.
Tanod chum math mar wink a azul dal.
Wink? No, where would you get wink? Tom, you said ta, nod, chum, math.
That chum is the hardest word because there are letters together that I can't pronounce.
Well, it sounds like the word cho, which is C-H-O-M-H, but that may or may not be true because of your inability to pronounce it. Ta, nod, cho, ma, as good as, something as good as, say again.
Ta nod chum math mar wink a azul dal.
Azul dal?
Azul dal.
Azul dal. Oh, okay, this is like assholes. An ah is a donkey. A donkey is blind. Let's see. A blind donkey. Wink. I don't know where you're getting that. Wink. Mar. Nothing. No, let's see. Nod.
Well, since Google Translate isn't entirely accurate, the word wink is just wink. I'll give you that much.
Oh.
So I think the Irish don't have a word for wink. Is that the problem?
I don't know a word. I don't know the Irish word for wink.
Oh, neither does Google
Translate. There is a word. There's an Irish word for wink, if you mean like wink your eye.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, yes. Something about a blind donkey. As good as a blind donkey, I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
That's all I can get, I can extract from it from what you said. Nothing is good as a blind donkey. I don't know. Zero. It looks like the second word you said. It sounds like ta nod. Zero is as good as a wink from a wink of a blind donkey. Something like that. I don't know. What is it?
A nod is as good as a wink to a blind donkey.
Not as good as a wink to a blind man. Say no more.
That is an Irish proverb.
Ah, yes. Okay.
So, you didn't get that one. You got that one wrong.
You got some of it right.
Well, not enough.
You're the god. I guess I can. You'll send me your eternal flaming pits, regardless.
Number three. Dia math ach ni rinse I imbad big. This is another Irish proverb.
Dia math imbad. You said dia math ach ni rinse I in bad. What?
Dia math ach ni rinse I imbad big.
Imbad. Okay, you're saying imad. I space MBAD. Imad duck in a small boat. Good God. Ach. Ach? No, you would not pronounce that. So, ach, it has to be but, the word for but. Dia. That could be anything. Could be dia. The second word is good. Ach, ni. Rinse. Rint or rinse?
Rinse.
Rinse. Could that be? Now, my professor did this, actually the other way around. There was an Irish-speaking man. This is a totally different story, but it relates in such a way. There's a book called An Hochlead Mamas, and it's about this guy who was a native speaker of Irish. He didn't know how to write Irish at all, but he did know how to write English. So he wrote down in Irish language, but he used Irish English spelling conventions. And what she did is she went through his writings and she translated it from what he was trying to say into conventional Irish spelling. So there's a whole book out there full of this type of stuff where someone is... Let's say Tiamma Achni Jensen duck in a small boat. Good. Something good, but near in Samad. Maybe it's near in Samad, but not in a small boat. In Samad. Something about a small boat. Good. Something good, or it might start out with the word God. Good, but in a small boat. That's all I got. Given my source material. Go ahead.
It's an Irish proverb. It means yes. God is good, but never dance in a small boat.
Oh, okay. Is dia ma ach ni okay na bi dausa in ma gug.
So
ni rinke. Oh, ni rinke in ma gug. Okay.
So you got the God is good part and you got the small boat part, but you never said
rinke, R-I-N-C-E.
Yeah. Rinse.
Rinse, oh my god. Okay.
Rinke? It's rinse. It's rinse.
Rinke means dance.
Yeah.
Dance in a small gap. In other words, God is not omnipotent. Not omnipotent.
Moving on to number four.
Number four. My final humiliation. Is there five of them?
Yeah, there's five. That's why it's called five questions, Wesley.
Okay, go.
Is e n lek an tea, Iontak, slim hang.
Wait, Iontak, slim, what?
Slim hang.
Yes, if you say it as if, can't you understand me? I said slim hang.
I sound like some kind of dyslexic child that's just been thrown down the stairs.
Back and see Ian Tuch. Let me guess, it's another Irish proverb.
Yeah.
Lack. I wonder if that's actually lack or year. Oh God! Can you say it again?
Is e an lack an te ion tak slim hang?
Oh, lach, like duck, maybe.
I'm pronouncing it as if, like, I think it should be, like, if I was talking to a real Irishman.
Can I ask you a question?
You can try.
You can try. When you wrote these down, did you write the accents over the vowels or not?
I did.
Is there an accent over the in that word that you pronounced, lack? Is there an accent over the vowel or the A or whatever?
Not in the lack.
Not. I'm saying.
Or lek, or whatever that's supposed to be.
Oh, is there a dash between the right before the lack?
No.
There isn't. You're saying that. Oh, God. You delight in the torture of small woodland creatures, don't you? Slim hang. I just
slim hang.
Of course, slim hang. don't you understand? Don't you understand me? Slim hang. Let's see if I spell it this way. Yes, sleeve.
Slim hang.
Hang. Oh, F it. Give it up. I give up.
It's an Irish proverb. It means the doorstep of a great house is slippery.
Yeah.
That's just a stupid proverb, isn't it?
Well, now that you say it, I see.
S-E-A-N-L-A-C-H-A-N-T-I-O-N-T-A-C slim hang.
I love it.
Right.
Oh, there's one more, isn't there?
Yeah. Number 5. You know what? If you get this one right, I'll just let you win this little game.
Yes.
Okay.
It's going to be something you've made up completely. Like 3 stars, light telephone pole between the dioxyribonucleic acid.
No, this is a genuine Irish proverb.
Mhm.
It is. Okay, let me get ready.
Yes.
Is E an cus di na tulan di an si let troid li dun chum hasa di an si sut tu ar du tar na tulan angus di an si chalan ian tu air.
I'm sorry, what? Were you speaking?
Yes. I was trying. It's a long one.
No, you would pronounce the D. I'm going to make you say it again.
It's really long.
Yes, it is. Troid. Okay, that's Tred.
S E an curse. Di na tulan. Full stop. Din an si lech troid. Li du. Chop hasa, full stop.
Chop?
Chom hasa, or chom. Chom, I don't know. So that's the second full stop.
Yes.
Din an se shoot tu ar du.
Shoot?
The war na tulan angus. Din an se chalinan tu air. This is ridiculous.
Let's see. I should give money for this. I saw the word fight in there. Tread, which means fight. With your... fight with your neighbor, maybe? I hear you eating.
Yeah. Oh, they're all melted.
Okay, I can ask you a question.
Go ahead.
I like your assessment of I may answer it, I may not. Corsa, neighbor, fight with your neighbor. The cause of something would be a fight with your neighbor, something, and a person, that's it. Let's see, maybe if I spell it this way, no. Chomp, chomp, chomp.
I am taking great pleasure in this.
Good. Corsa. Shankush, it's a cause of... Is it time for me to give up?
No, you can go on for as long as you want.
No, I give up. It's the cause of something, something, fight with your neighbor, something, something, man, blah, blah, blah.
It's an Irish proverb.
Yes, it is, isn't it now?
It means, drink is the curse of the land. It makes you fight with your neighbor, it makes you shoot your landlord, and it makes you miss him. So, that was fun.
Yes, it was. Something I should know about, if pronounced correctly.
Well, that was pronounced correctly to the highest of my abilities. I don't know what you're talking about, Wesley.
Yes, you could. You don't have a clue what, after all, you're an Irishman, so what you say goes, right?
Right.
So what do you think about, did you see my tweet about Iron Brew and Nestle Mint Arrow?
No.
I used to be able to get Iron Brew and all sorts of Irish stuff. Well, that's Scottish, but Iron Brew, specifically Scottish thing, and then Mint Arrow, which is, you know, common in Ireland. And now it is banned in the US. It's banned from import by the US FDA, which is the Food and Drug Administration. Iron Brew and Nestle Mint Arrow, because they contain small amounts of slightly, not even toxic, but just not approved by the FDA, colorings. They contain certain colorings that are tut-tut colorings. So, they're not allowed in the United States anymore.
That's just stupid.
It is. And then my tweet was, and yet, counter to that logic, the domestic tobacco industry in the United States is booming and steady on.
Yep.
So, where's the logic in that? I can't have a stupid soft drink and candy bar, but...
But you can smoke your lungs out of you.
Yeah, you can buy chewing tobacco and cigarettes and bombs and fertilizer and...
Bombs?
Bombs. I don't know. It's just ridiculous.
In the US and in Romania, you have a drink called Mountain Dew. It is banned in the UK.
Of course. It contains bombs.
No, it doesn't. I've drunk it.
It contains guns, which are not allowed by the populace in the UK. You can't own a gun in the UK. So, because Mountain Dew, which there are many different types and flavors of Mountain Dew, and it's not the best, but there are some flavors I like. You would probably like it. It's a citrus.
Yeah, I've had it.
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah, because I went to Romania.
Oh, that's right. Yes, I was thinking of the United States.
Yeah.
Or as they say in Germany, Das United States.
Or as I would say, Das United States.
Oh, I understood that. That was perfectly good U.S. English. Now, you have to do an American accent.
I can't do one.
That's beside the point. That's beside the point. I am making the rules up now.
Okay, then.
I'm the god of this challenge.
Oh.
By the way, the judgment is you fail before you even try.
No, that's not fair.
That's the logic of gods.
No, it is not. I didn't even do that. I give you a chance.
Right.
I did.
It's totally dependent on your pronunciation of it. Anyway, go ahead. You will say, wait, let me see.
Something horribly stereotypical.
Say this.
That is totally awesome, you guys.
Brendan, that was pretty good. Good for you. You win. See, I let you win.
I won.
Yes, now you fail because that's what I decreed.
No, no, I won.
Right.
It's my podcast. I make the rules. I won. I won.
You could edit out the part where you lose.
I can and will.
Yes. Oh, what's this about appreciating the Irish culture through Guinness? That's not the only thing.
Oh, well, okay, firstly, Shane is Irish from Ireland, so his opinion is a bit more valid.
No. A person can appreciate another culture outside of the prescriptions of a person from that culture. Right. I can say the only way for you to appreciate American culture is to eat McDonald's.
Ew.
And that would not be correct.
Ah, but...
What?
Sheehan did not say that the only way you can appreciate Irish culture was through Guinness. Or did he? Or did anyone? No.
That is literal. That's so literal.
Well,
that is the thing he... That is all... That is the only thing he said, though. He just said Guinness. Oh, he could have just...
He said Guinness and potatoes.
Ooh. I prefer to widen that repertoire.
To a language that even in Ireland no one really uses, except in some parts.
Right, except in some parts. There's an individual here right now in Minneapolis who's come over. Very nice fellow. He is in his early 20s, and his first language is Irish, and he is from Glen Colmkilla, in Donegal. That's in Donegal. So, and so there are people, and there are more than one person, and there are quite a few people who still speak that language. So, I will befriend them.
Not enough to justify me learning that language.
Right.
But then that's just me.
I would never force you to learn it. Or to pronounce it. In fact, I would actually ask you not to pronounce it. To save people's ears.
Well, how else are you supposed to win the game?
Right. Do you admit that you were not trying to... You did not do any sort of...
I tried as hard as I possibly could.
Yes. Okay.
As hard as I possibly could. I wanted you to win. I was on your side.
Yes, and I believe that wholeheartedly.
No, you don't.
And that's okay. It was fun. What else? How's your Romanian language learning coming?
It's hard.
I'm going to say...
No, you're not.
Romanian... phrase.
But that's not perfect. I don't teach Romanian. I don't claim to be an expert in Romanian.
I love it.
Oh. Ooh. I feel flattered.
You feel flat.
I feel flattered.
I feel flattered.
Oh, flattered.
Let's speak with an obnoxious, posh accent.
Oh, yes. Let's all drink wine and go to the theatre.
Let's all wear crowns and, no, tiaras and ball gowns and sit on the Queen's lap.
Like Santa.
What do you mean, like Santa? I thought that the Queen was Santa. Santa. They've never been in the same room. How do you know that the Queen is Santa? They've been seen in the same room together. They could be the same person. She just puts on a beard and a red suit.
A valid hypothesis. Mm-hmm. Requires further investigation.
I think so.
Are the Queen and Santa Claus the same person?
They are. They both have white curly hair. They with those little curls at the sides.
The and Queen has a beard.
The Queen has a beard. They're going to get kicked out of the UK.
No.
The Queen has a beard. Isaac said, hereby recorded on the podcast. Oh, wait, you can edit that out.
No, I'm not going to.
The Queen has a beard. The Queen
of all of England.
The Queen's English.
The Queen's English of all of England. I have a question for you.
Yes, do.
At the movie theater, which armrest is yours?
The one on the outside.
Well, there are two armrests, one to the left and one to the right. Which one's yours?
If you're in the aisle of the then it's more the one on the aisle.
Well, if you're not on the aisle,
then both of them are mine, and everyone knows it.
Well, then no one's sitting beside you.
What?
No one's sitting beside you.
Well, then they're both mine.
I haven't seen your name on it.
Yeah, I don't see my name on my penis either, but I know it's mine. yeah.
How do you know it's yours?
What, my penis or the armrest?
Your penis.
Because I don't have two of them.
How do you know your penis is yours?
Because it's attached to my body. Another reason why in those other languages that have the word my, and they have a certain different word for the word my, when it's something that's intrinsic attached to your body, like your hand or your head, then you know it's yours. But English doesn't have that word, so that's why it fails.
English fails.
Yes, English fails at that point.
Right.
Look at our chat window. It looks like a vocabulary list.
Yep. Like a spelling bee from like fourth grade. I didn't actually have any spelling bees. Spelling bees are more of an American thing, aren't they?
Yes, I think so. I won my sixth grade spelling bee. No, I didn't win it. I won in the class to be part of it. But I failed on this word. Debris. D-E-B-R-I-S. I spelled it
Debrit.
D-E-B-R-I-T because I thought it was debris, like esprit. E-S-P-R-I-T, esprit.
E-spirit.
E-spirit. E-sprit.
E-sprit. Esprit.
That's debris. Debrit. Esprit. So,
another question.
Yes.
How fast do hotcakes sell?
Like them. Like they do. They sell like they do.
Yep.
They sell at exactly one hotcake per hotcake.
Wow.
Hotcake number one as an object and hotcake number two as a unit of time.
A unit of time.
How many hotcakes till one? Till quarter of ten. 15. I'm so bad at math.
Have you ever been to Ireland?
Yes, I have. And in fact, my friend and I were in Ireland and we were in Dublin and we were walking and there was a barricade, also known to Isaac as a barricade. Yes, a barricade. There was a barricade and people, many, many people lined up, and we actually took turns on each other's shoulders looking over the people to see what's going on. And it happened to be the band U2 having their premiere at a theater in Dublin for their album, which was also a movie at that time, their album Rattle and Hum. And they came out and played a couple songs just spontaneously. And we also saw a couple other celebrities going in there, one of which was Cher, another one was Jack Nicholson. So that was, and it was interesting because it was completely spontaneous and we didn't know it was going to happen at all. So there you go.
You've been to Dublin Airport, though?
No.
No?
No. I went over to Ireland from, France to Rosslare.
On the ferry.
Yeah.
Oh, on the ferry. Yeah.
Yeah. Overnight ferry. Going around the penis of Britain. the penis of
England.
Well, is Cornwall part of England? No. It's Cornwall.
It's its own continent.
It's Cornwall. It's not that big. It's not that well endowed. And if you notice, there are some small little rocky outcroppings right off of the tip of Cornwall and right off of Penzance there. What do those represent symbolically?
I've actually been to Land's End.
Oh, have you?
Yeah. I don't know what the big deal is. It's just...
Did the land end?
It did!
Pretty much.
Oh, my word.
So it was aptly named.
Yep.
And you've been many times to the Giant's Causeway.
Oh.
Yes?
Probably about twice.
Twice. Did you try and, like... lift one of those hexagonal blocks out as an end table? I want to take one home as an end table.
I here's your story.
Yeah.
I went to the Giant's Causeway as like a school trip in like P6 or P5 or something really small like that. And they have this one rock, this one hexagonal rock, that's quite special. It's supposed to be like a wishing seat. Like you would sit on it and then you make a wish, and then according to myth, the wish will come true. And then I said, oh, can I sit on it? And they were just like, no.
Right, because you will wish for something abysmal, destructive or bizarre.
Yeah. Yeah, but well, these were
psychokinesis.
These were adults, they didn't actually believe in it. I mean, it's all myth.
You may not sit. I wish to be able to sit on this rock.
It's one of those self-fulfilling wishes, you know.
If you step on those hexagonal rocks in a certain sequence, they will go down and then you'll reach the next level of the game.
Yeah. But no one's ever found the correct sequence.
No, not yet. Nor the bus, nor the boat.
There was also this like big rock formation beside the Giant's Causeway. And it's supposed to be like Finn McCool's shoe.
It's Finn McCool's penis.
No, it's his shoe. You can't say that, little kids. It's his shoe, and yes. Because it's beside the water, it just hardened over the years, which makes no sense. Anyway, we were told that this shoe was hypothetically a size 93. What a piece of useful information is that? He worked that out. He is responsible for that kind of useless knowledge.
I think there's someone who gets paid for it.
I think
that sort of calculation.
I think someone just made it up.
Oh, that's probably true.
It's just a big thing. Who's going to double check it?
That's true. You could come back years later and say, you know, what you've been telling people is completely inaccurate. It's a 94, not a 92. Or a 90, when was it again? 93.
Mm. I still remember that from years ago, which is strange.
Yeah. So I had Vietnamese for lunch, and it was something called Vietnamese egg roll salad. And it consisted of Vietnamese egg rolls, salad, and cold sticking together noodles.
Ew.
Yeah, I had told my friend that particular restaurant was not my favorite. But everybody else wanted to go there, and they were former colleagues of his from work. So we went there.
Fair enough.
Yes. And the same friend I had dinner with last night, and they made two rotisserie chickens. I don't know why two. It was much more food than I can or any of us could eat. Oh.
I can't eat at all. Well, I can't eat. But like, eating, it's a harder thing for me. Because as a child, I wasn't really fed properly. I was only, like, given every second meal as opposed to, like, everything.
Oh,
like,
dear.
Like everyone has. And then my body adapted to only accepting a small amount of food. So whenever I went to Romania, mm-hmm. and the Romanians are so generous. They will just give you so much food that mm-hmm. you could ever possibly eat. And I only ate, like, a wee bit. I think the heat amplified my ability to only take in a small amount of food.
It does. It does, yeah.
Yeah, so I was... Like, there was one lunchtime I had two slices of bread and I was completely full up.
Yes, I can understand that. But do you know what else that will probably mean for you? What? Is that you will live much longer than other people.
Will I?
Because they've determined now that one way to make yourself more healthy and have a longer life is to drastically cut down the number of calories you ingest every day down to even one third. So one third would probably be what? Right around how much you eat?
Yeah.
So you're right, you're already on track.
Huh.
So the only thing is, you have to, you shouldn't be, even though you're eating a small amount, you shouldn't be choosing those calories in like a Pringles way, which is like, zeroing out all the benefit you're getting from eating less calorie or fewer calories.
Yeah.
If you eat something like Brussels sprouts and stuff like that,
yeah,
then it will be better. But
so I need to eat a small amount of healthy stuff. Oh, because...
Exactly, yes. Who does that? No one. The queen! She's lived as Santa Claus for thousands of years because she eats one Brussels sprout every day. That's it.
Well, whenever I was at school, I never had lunch. I only had breakfast and dinner. And mm-hmm. that means I could do like my homework during lunchtime. And I saved a lot of money because I think at the end of... During the entire fifth year, I didn't eat lunch at all, and I saved £200.
Ooh, very nice.
It was. I spent it.
On candy floss.
Oh. I can't remember.
50 kilos of candy floss. I'm so healthy, and I've saved money. I'm so far ahead. Now I'm going to blow it all.
Can you just imagine? Like, a room filled with candy floss. That would be amazing.
Yes, what color?
Pink.
pink. There's also blue, you know. There's blue.
I prefer pink. I can't remember what I spent the money on, but it wasn't food.
Pringles.
No.
Do you eat, here's a question about Pringles. Okay. Do you eat one at a time, or do you eat them in stacks of two or more?
Here's what I do, Wesley, and I'm glad you asked that question. Mm. I take a stack out of the box in stacks of 15, no less. I set them on, I take the lid, set them on the lid, which is on the table, and I take the first one individually, I lick it, I set it back down, I lift the second one, I lick it, I set that back down, and I might do that for the next one or the one after that, if I feel like it. And then I put it in, like, all the licked ones, I put it in like, a little stack of 2 to 4 Pringles, and then I eat that.
I see. You're like my sister. She does strange things like that. No, I thought you were going to say, first, you lick all the you take 2 boxes of Pringles, you take all of them out of each of the boxes, you take 1 box, you lick all of them, you put them back in the box, and you give them to someone else. Then you take the other box and simply eat those. You
know? Ooh, ew. I just can't imagine, like, a whole tube full of licked Pringles.
And they're all stuck together.
Yeah.
Did these get moist some way?
Salt and vinegar Pringles. Those are quite hard to lick when you get down the tube.
Oh, I suppose the powder.
It's the salt.
Salt.
And the vinegar. Not so much the powder.
But the powdered vinegar. The vinegar powder.
Is that a powder or is that just vinegar?
I think they can't put a liquid vinegar in there. They have to put the vinegar into some sort of powdery thing. It's probably not even real vinegar. It's probably some sort of acidic mixture they put into a powder.
I didn't know that. I just thought they would get some like vinegar and just drop it all on the Pringles.
Yeah, I don't think that would infuse correctly.
Oh. How do they make barbecue Pringles? Do they just take original Pringles and barbecue?
That would be amazing. If they took them each with a little tiny pincer tong and then roasted them over a flame. They have volunteers like the little girls from the nearest church or something, and roasting them over a fire. No, they don't. That's another powder. It's just another powder.
Oh, that's disappointing. I want some of that powder. It's delicious.
Yeah, I don't like the powders they put on any sort of crisp things.
I do. Do you not like any crisps?
I do, but I don't like the powder so much. It's too strong. It's too concentrated, and it's too powdery, texture-wise.
What's your favorite flavor of Pringles?
Plain, original.
No.
Or nacho, something with cheese, or sour cream and chive.
You just picked out all the ones I hate.
Or, see, that's good. We'd get along famously because we'd get, if we had an entire shipment of Pringles, we'd be able to very equitably divide them up between us.
Yeah, if that ever happens. The Queen will be there.
Yes, the Queen will be there, giving you your sideburn and your your candy floss.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There are other flavors of Pringles, like smoking rib and stuff. They're good too.
Smoking rib to be made to that God took and made into Eve.
A little Pringle Eve, no.
Yes.
Rib. They also have like a Thai hot chili. Would you like that one?
Yes, I would.
Oh, I like that one too.
That would be good.
Yeah. Also paprika.
Yeah, that's okay. I would like to see like a Tato brand flavor of Pringles. Like an original Tato flavored. Tato crisp original flavored original Pringles.
Well, keep wishing.
Yes. I also want to see, like, that in the same fashion with some sort of chocolate bar.
Oh, you mean like chocolate Pringles?
No, like, I want to see, a Mars bar flavored Yorkie. I know a Yorkie flavored Mars bar, there is. Or, okay. It's another one. I'm just being ridiculous.
But you know chocolate Pringles exist.
After they've been prepared that way.
No, they're called Snaps. Have you ever heard of Snaps?
No.
They're chocolate Pringles, basically.
Oh yes, I have. I've had them. In fact, my sister had a whole bunch of them. Her husband, my brother-in-law, works at a distribution company, and she had three different flavors of those.
Mm-hmm. They're really addictive, aren't they?
For me, they weren't so much addictive as too strong, and I got sick of them.
Oh.
So you could have them.
Yeah.
Again, in the same. Shipment as we get our Pringles in the back of the delivery vehicle, you will have half the Pringles and you can have all of the Snaps.
Well, I think it's only fair that we give some of them to the Queen.
Oh no, she exists on her one Brussels sprout and a room full of candy floss.
Well, fair enough. I mean, a room full of candy floss. She doesn't.
Can you imagine the Queen eating through a room full of candy floss?
Yeah.
Which is called something different in the United States. One second. Candy floss.
What's it called? You probably call it something stupid like cloud candy.
No, it's called cotton candy.
Yeah, that's right. So I was half right.
You're half. Yes, cotton candy. Wool candy. Candy sweaters. That's it. A candy floss sweater. A sweater or any sort of jumper made out of candy floss.
Or better yet, underwear.
That would be very, like, scratchy.
That would be
so
cute.
Underwear. But they wouldn't run for long anyway, so.
No. You put it on his underwear, you get someone else to eat it off.
Right, exactly. That's why I said.
Or you can test your acrobatic skills and try to eat it off yourself.
I think I prefer the other person version.
Fair enough. It's not going to be me, though.
There is, you know, there is candy underwear for. Or rather, you know, some sort of fruit roll-ups, fruit leather type underwear thing on the market.
Haven't seen that.
I don't know how anyone would put them on. I don't know how anyone would put them on.
Well, we know how they would get them off.
Just yes. Off.
Get someone else to do it.
That's for sure.
Yep.
I really don't eat a lot. I eat more. I used to eat more than I do now, but my metabolism has slowed down very substantially.
That's a bad thing, right?
Well, yes. It does mean that my grocery bill is really a lot smaller, but yeah, it's better to have a more active metabolism. I just... You know, it's this damn computer and this sofa. No, it's just that I don't do any sports or anything like that.
Well, I do a bit of running, a bit of badminton every now and again. It's good. I do like it. Mm-hmm. I used to think I had like a superhuman fast metabolism because I would eat a lot for me. Mm-hmm. And then I would just not gain any weight. And then when I actually considered what I was eating, it really wasn't that much. It just felt like a lot.
I can eat all of this. And everybody else is saying, that's a snack.
You're holding a marshmallow.
You're eating snacks. Yes, I am I'm amazed. My friend Alan, who works out constantly, multiple times a week, in fact, has something going on. Cardio, weightlifting, every single day of the week, he consumes four times the calories I do, and he is very buff. He's very muscular.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just like average, average, whatever they say, average body. Blah,
average
blah, blah. Yes. But he says, eat more, whenever I come over to have dinner over there. So I just can't. It's too much. I'm done.
Yeah, and whenever you do eat more, you just end up being sick.
Yes, I'm just rolling. Like, oh, it's too much.
Yeah, and
now I want Pringles, though. I'm craving.
I'm getting kind of hungry myself.
What's your plan to eat? What do you think you're going to eat? We should fix exactly the same meal. That would be funny. Would it, though? Who can
know? Well,
be like, I'm eating exactly the same meal as someone on the other side of the world.
Yay!
Yay, and that would be it.
I'm going through the cupboards in my head and there's nothing there.
There are cupboards in your head?
No, like I imagine going down to the kitchen, ruffling through the cupboards, and finding only kitchen rolls and peanuts. And kitchen roll does not taste good.
Jaffa cakes. Isn't that what I said?
You said Jaffa cakes, didn't you?
No, Jaffa cakes.
Jaffa cakes.
Jafar cakes.
Jafar cakes. Cakes of Jafar.
There's the, you know, the television show Stargate.
No.
Have you ever seen it?
I think I saw one episode.
Well, there's these very stoic soldier-type race people on there, and they're called Jaffa.
Mm.
And my friend, when she wants to be funny, she says, Jaffa cakes. But it's contextual. You have to know the Stargate. You have to be a Stargate fan to understand what's going on there.
Well, I'm not.
You're not. You fail. You fail that game, that quiz, that test.
No, I won.
You won in editing.
Yep.
That should be another, what do you call it? That should be a t-shirt logo. I always win in editing.
No.
People wouldn't understand what it meant, though.
No.
What's your plan for the rest of the weekend?
The rest of the weekend?
Yes.
What about it?
What's your plan?
Well,
sleep, eat.
Did I tell you about the college project I have to do?
No. What's that?
I have to do this college project, and I have to decide what to build, and then I have to build it. But they don't give you any guidelines as to what you have to build.
So it could be an intergalactic space freighter or a birdhouse?
No, there are rules. You just don't know what they are. I wanted to build a moped, but he said that that's too complex.
Yes.
So it has to be less complex than a moped, but more complex than, say, a spice rack.
A bread box.
Well... I thought you were going to say something smart-ass, like a spice rack with a motor.
That would be even better.
Spice rack with a motor.
A toilet.
No.
You just completely... You press the reject button automatically.
Yeah, I do.
let's see.
I know what I'm building.
What are you building?
Guess. It's a new challenge. I'll give you three guesses. Go.
Okay. It's not a jack-o'-lantern.
No.
It's not a desk.
No.
It is...
Last guess.
A room full of candy floss. I cannot...
I'm building a lamp.
A lamp.
A lamp.
Are you saying this?
Lamp, yes.
You're not saying this.
No, that wouldn't make no sense. I'm not building a lump. Lamp. Oh.
Lamp.
Lamp. Lamp. Lamp.
Building it out of candy floss. You should do the shade in candy floss. I'm sorry, I'm on that. That's just funny. I'm amused. I'm easily amused.
Yes, you are.
That's what makes life worth living. Being easily amused.
Indeed.
Je suis amusé. So, what is the... Is it just going to be functional, or does it have a design to it, or what are you going to build it up?
Right, he says it can't be a desktop lamp because that's too small. It has to be, like, from the floor, like, up, like one of those really big lamps.
Oh, like a movie set lighting lamp. That would, if you look at it, it will burn your retinas out of the back of your eyes.
Something like that, but without the burning.
Like a spotlight.
Yeah, sort of. And I'm thinking of, like, making it different colours, so I can have a white light or a green light, or if I want it blue or red, I can do that too.
You should do a lamp that does only that only shines in ultraviolet or infrared.
Doesn't ultraviolet light, like,
harm you? Yes.
Yes.
Do so. Infrared then.
Doesn't that harm you as well?
Not so much.
Oh, that's okay then.
Or x-rays. Your lamp doesn't work. Yes, it does. It's on right now. Well, what's it doing? I can't see any light. Well, it's giving off x-rays. Yikes.
Yeah. And no, you can't have children.
But I can. I have this lead underwear on.
Yeah. this candy floss underwear.
It's actually candy floss made out of lead. Little tiny lead flosses.
Like steel wool.
Ow, ooh, that would hurt.
So yeah, I'm building a lamp.
Well, good success to you.
I don't know anything about building a lamp.
All you have to do is have a lamp and then make it work. Also plug it in. Is it going to be a plug-in style lamp or is it going
to
have...
Well, yeah, it has to plug in.
Batteries.
Plug in.
You should have both. No. You should have it be able to, like a laptop, have batteries or plug-in.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Oi, 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 oi.
Oi, oi, oi.
Time for a nap and also eating.
Yeah, you're going to have to go, aren't you?
Yes.
Well, plug your content, YouTube or blog or wherever you want.
Okay, you can go to westcost, westcost.blogspot.com, and I have a blog there, and with a variety of content. If you don't like it, that's okay. Most people are offended somewhere in there. But there's some entertaining bits and some philosophically profound, hopefully, bits.
Also, if you have any questions or comments or constructive criticisms, you can email isaac@vodkapodcast.com. Also, our website is www.vodkapodcast.com.
Very good.
Very good.
Lots of fun being on today, Isaac.
Yep. And I'll have you back on some other time.
I will be ready and waiting.
Okay. Thank you again. Oh, I have been Isaac.
And I have been Wesley.
Indeed you have. And that's the show.
Bye.
No. Ooh. I feel flattered.
You feel flat.
I feel flattered.
I feel flattered.
Oh, flattered.
Let's speak with an obnoxious posh accent.
Oh, yes. Let's all drink wine and go to the theatre.
Let's all wear crowns and, no, tiaras and ball gowns and sit on the Queen's lap.
Like Santa.
What do you mean, like Santa? I thought that the Queen was Santa. Was Santa.
Santa.
They've never been in the same room. How do you know that the Queen is Santa? They've been in the same room together. They could be the same person. She just puts on a beard and a red suit.
A valid hypothesis.
Mm-hmm.
Requires further investigation.
I think so.
Are the Queen and Santa Claus the same person?
They are. They both have white curly hair. They with those little curls at the side.
The Queen has a beard.
The Queen has a beard. We're gonna get kicked out of the UK.
Mama.
The Queen has a beard. Isaac said, hereby recorded on the podcast. Oh wait, you can edit that out.
No, I'm not going to.
The Queen has a beard. The Queen.
Fall of England.
The Queen's English.
The Queen's English. Fall of England.